Welcome to the Stuff Belle Says podcast, where we talk about life lessons, light bulb moments on the trail, and daily adventures.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back. If it's your first time, welcome. This is the Stuff Belle Says podcast, and I'm your host, Belle Kagis. This podcast is about life lessons, light bulb moments on the trails, and daily adventures. On our trailer episode, we did talk about the introductions, the things that we want to talk about on this podcast. And so if it's your first time and you haven't yet, or this is your second time and you haven't done this, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, because it helps with visibility towards people who might actually find this podcast very useful and helpful in their lives. We are now 15 weeks into the quarantine, and I wanted to tell you guys that I am so proud of you because you made it through the second half of 2020. We completed the first half of this year, this new decade. You're not half through the decade, halfway through the decade, but we are halfway through the first year of the decade. And today, a lot of things are still happening. There are still things that are not going as planned. And so that's what we want to talk about today, when things don't go as planned. If you are like me, I have a calendar, and I used to have something on my phone that I would use, which, you know, like Google or something like that, and just edit things online. But I switched back to paper calendar. And part of that is I realized that writing, you know, with a pen and paper, there's just something about it that I'll remember more compared to typing. And there's nothing wrong with typing if that's the type of calendar that you like. But for me, if you look at my calendar, 2020 was full of activities, was full of plans. A lot of things were supposed to happen, but here we are. 2020 is here, and when March came, we are all stuck at home. And until now, we are 15 weeks into this. We are still going through many, many things that are happening. We have a second wave going on with coronavirus pandemic. Things are getting closed down again, so we highly encourage everybody to make sure you take care of yourself. You put your mask on when you're out in the public, you know, stay 6 feet away, all the good stuff that is necessary to help other people stay safe, including yourself. So we are still there. You know, there are still a lot of things going on. There is still a lot of protests that are happening. I know I mentioned this on my last podcast. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. It's still there. We are still here right now. And so a lot of things have been going on, and these are things that we did not plan at all. I mean, as individuals, we all have our personal stuff, and we like to make things go as planned. You know, for people who like to be spontaneous, there is still some sort of plans, because maybe you were supposed to take a trip last month, but it didn't happen. Here you are. We are now well into the summer, and we are still doing things that are a little bit different compared to previous years. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about when things don't go as planned. And I want to hinge into an event or an experience that we had back in 2018 when we went on a hike that is Mount Whitney out in the Eastern Sierras. And I want to talk about how we planned that, what things happened, and how did it go, and what stuff we can learn from it. So just a quick thing, hiking background. In 2015, we did a hike, a very small hike, an urban hike, actually, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And that was a very fun one. 2016, we did more local hikes. 2017, I had a list of things after I got so serious with hiking. I did a lot more things on the bucket list, if you were to say, when it comes to hiking. And so 2017, the big mountain that we were going to conquer was Half Dome, and this is in the Yosemite National Park here in California. It's such a great park. It was my first time, the very first time I've ever seen Yosemite. I was just blown away. It's so beautiful out there, and it was a very wet year, and so the waterfalls were just flowing. We were up on Mist Trail going up to Half Dome, and man, you get wet. There's a reason why it's called Mist Trail, because we had to wear rain jackets just so we don't get wet as we were climbing up those stairs. That was really brutal at that time. I'd like to go back there actually and see how it feels now. That was part of a bucket list that I have written down. So the more I hiked, the more I had stuff on my list, the more I read about stuff. And this was about the time when a lot of hiking groups, there was a rise of hiking groups going on Facebook. And so because of that, you know, you get to read a lot of things. You get to see photos and you're just like, oh, I want to go there. I want to see that in person, you know, stuff like that. And so 2017, the big mountain that we wanted to conquer was Half Dome. And so we did. It was great. It was a great hike. It was very difficult. It's still difficult. I believe it's still something that I would like to do one day again. It's one of those things that you should probably, you know, if you're not afraid of heights, it's definitely something to go to once in your life. You climb up those cables and man, you're just at the top of the world looking down a cliff, you know, looking down the creation. And man, it's so awesome. But anyway, 2015, 2016, 2017, that was all great. Great stuff. You know, things were happening. I had momentum when it comes to hiking. Then 2018 came. I had a list of things. We did a lot more local hikes. And I just felt like 2018 was one of those years, you know, where you just have this one year where you can't, like, you just think it was a downhill kind of year. And I felt like in my hiking life, that was the year that was a downhill type of year, because I'll tell you about this more on maybe on a separate podcast, but we had a rescue that happened on Mount Baden-Powell on a very snowy day in January 2018, and I was one of them. So that's a whole thing, and that's a whole podcast of its own, but we did get rescued that January of 2018. Got a free ride on a chopper. You know, it took us, you know, about like, I don't know, 5 hours or 4 hours to get up to the top of the mountain. It was like an 8 mile hike one way. And we got to the top and we couldn't come down because it was so, it just froze, everything froze. And from there, chopper got us. You know, that was a miracle in itself for us to even get service right at the top of that mountain, because I know I've been there once and there was nothing. And it took 10 minutes. It literally took 10 minutes to get back down to the car. So from that point on, I actually got a Garmin inReach, and this device, is satellite based. Oh my gosh, I really can't talk today. It's satellite based, and basically you subscribe to it and it gives you the opportunity to call for rescues if it's necessary. It comes with an SOS button. And it also helps you connect with loved ones, especially if you have a family that is waiting for you. This is one of those devices that I really recommend if you're going to do a backcountry trek, you know, going out on a through hike or going out on just a long hike or someplace where, you know, might be necessary to communicate with somebody. This is one of those things. And I know a lot of people who don't carry it. I know a friend who hikes many miles and be out there in the wilderness for many, many days. But, you know, she doesn't think she needs it, and that's fine. You know, everybody is in a different lane when it comes to hiking. And I just felt like because of that one experience, it was one of those things that would give peace of mind to family and even including myself. And so anyway, that's 2018. We are well into more hikes as the year went on during that year, and I had a lot more things planned, such as one of the bucket lists that I had after Half Dome was to conquer a very high mountain in the Sierras, and that is Mount Whitney. This is the year where we had our first attempt, and this is what I want to talk about, because this is where a lot of things did not go as planned. And because of that, there are principles that I'd like to share with everybody when it comes to what we do when things don't go as planned. And so goals, bucket lists, you know, at this time, 2018 was a year where I was feeling invincible, really, when it comes to hiking. I just felt like, oh man, like you can just keep conquering things. You know, it's one of those things that when you conquer one thing, all of a sudden you feel like you can conquer another thing. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that per se. But when it becomes a part of you to the point that it grows a degree of pride in you, you feeling invincible, then this is where things may not necessarily go as planned. So anyway, let me talk about this. Mount Whitney, attempt number one, and I call this number one because you'll find out in a little bit. And if you follow me on social media, you actually have seen this journey. So some of you guys know about this. So Mount Whitney, attempt number one, what happened there? So we prepped up, we got our permits, which actually is very difficult to get. Permits are only based on a lottery. You apply within a certain time frame, and thousands of people all over the world apply for this because Mount Whitney is very iconic. It is the highest point of the contiguous US. It stands at 14,505 feet. I'm not quite sure how many meters that would be for some of you guys who are in different parts of the world listening to this, but it's very high. It's not an easy hike. It is definitely better to go in the summertime and early fall because a lot of the snow has melted already at that moment. And if there's still snow, it's really dangerous. And it's something that you wouldn't want to do if you are unprepared, if you don't have any mountaineering skills. That would not be something I would recommend doing. So anyway, we were feeling confident that year. We prepped up, you know, we got our permits, and the day came. This is September of 2018. So we set up camp in a Whitney Portal campground, which is right above Lone Pine. If you've been in that area, it's very, very pretty. We found a spot, wanted to acclimate a little bit because I myself live very close to sea level at about 800 feet above sea level. So trying to go up at elevation, you know, you got to acclimate yourself because you're going to get sick. So we wanted to stay over for one night. So we did stay over at Whitney Portal Campground. We found a walk-up campground and we were there. It's just about 8,000 feet. So from 800 to 8,000, it was already a stretch. But because we weren't hiking or exerting any efforts, that was fine. We did a little hike down below in Alabama Hills, which was really nice. Something if you are a beginner or a newbie when it comes to hiking, this is definitely something to go to. And you can see the Mobius Arch, and it's a natural arch that actually has a view of Mount Whitney. It's really nice, so I would recommend for you guys to go. But anyway, we were at the portal, and it's funny because obviously this is my first time, you know, trying to get my food in the bear canister and trying to get all my stuff in my backpack properly. And so one night it was dusk and I went to the bathroom and I saw the sign that said, you know, it's better to basically eat before dusk because the bears would come out. And since this is around, you know, just after the summertime, actually this is about the tail end of summer, they would come out and they know that there are people there making food. And so it's very rampant. You know, there's a lot of bear activity in that campground. But these bears are not aggressive. They basically just want food. You know, they just want to eat. They want to stock up basically for winter when they can't eat for for a long time. And so I was done with the bathroom. I went back to my tent and I was putting away some things. And I already heard that on the other side of the campground, I heard that there was a bear visit, you know, from one of the campsites. And so I'm like, oh, there's a bear that's, you know, going around and stuff. And so I was just carefully putting my stuff back into my bear canister, which is funny because I could not fit everything in there to start with because I've just brought so much food. And I'm always so careful to just bring extra just in case something happened, you know, we get stuck or I don't like this and I won't eat it. So I just wanted to have enough. Anyway, it wouldn't fit when I was trying to do it. So I was just taking it out and, you know, after brushing my teeth, I was trying to put things back. And I don't know why, for some reason, I just looked to the left and there you go. You see this massive brown animal that was so sneaky, did not even make any sound and was so close. It was probably like 6 feet. This is my very first time encountering a bear. And so I was so scared that I yelled. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I just literally yelled out to my friend. And from there, I was able to fit all of this stuff that I could not fit before in my bear canister within 30 seconds or probably less. And we just shooed that bear away and it went away. Poor guy, like a medium-sized bear, you know, so probably double the size of me, which is still pretty big. If there was an attack, that would not have been a good sight. But thankfully, they don't do that. They just wanted food. So we just have to shoo them away and off they went. And so that was the first time I've ever experienced a bear. You know, that whole night, I could not believe. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't believe it that it happened. But that was the very first one. Confident that, you know, while we were there, everything would work out. And obviously the plan, this is now from the very beginning, when you're going on a hike, you really want to get everything planned out, because hiking up Mount Whitney is not just like, oh, let's go up for a hike and not bring anything. This is like a multi-day that we took. That was the plan that we had, because we wanted to enjoy as much as possible. Since we're driving up 3.5 hours from LA, we wanted to just enjoy what's out there. So the plan was that we would hike up to set up camp at this place called Outpost Camp. This is about, I believe, a little bit over 4 miles as we climb up from the portal. The next thing would be sleeping there that night, waking up at 2 a.m. for the next day for summit. And the funny thing is, we did that. Right? We slept at the portal. We climbed up the next day, 4 miles or so into it. We set up camp. And here's another tip for those of you guys who are going to climb Mount Whitney. I personally did not like camping there because the waterfall was so loud. I could not sleep. Okay. So from there, our plan was to wake up super early at 2 a.m. for the summit. We did. Okay. I was laying down at 2 and I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. I could not sleep overnight. And it's just one of those things, you know, when you're going on a hike like that, you just have to expect you're not going to get enough sleep ever. So if you are that person that is getting enough sleep while you're backpacking, I need tips, because obviously I always have a hard time sleeping, especially on the first night. So we wake up the next day, 2 a.m. I was still laying in bed and I was checking on Sharon. I said, hey, Shao, are you awake? And she was also tired. We were both very tired. We didn't get up maybe close to 3. And so I said, all right, we gotta get moving. So we started moving and, you know, getting our stuff together. And this is like super early in the morning. And here I am trying to think, okay, hopefully there's no bears again around. Even though we were already at like around 10,000 feet high, you know, they said that they had some bear activity in that area. So anyway, we got our stuff together. We got our packs and we started moving. We were probably half a mile out away from our campsite. We were half a mile out and it was already starting to climb. And I wanted to take some ibuprofen. And I looked at my backpack and I said, oh my gosh, I think I left my ibuprofen. So I said, I'm so sorry, we have to go back. I need to get it because it's really important to have painkillers to help you up when you are going very high and you're getting a headache and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's a very important thing. I would definitely keep that in your pack if you are hiking for that very long. So we went back and ended up going at 4 a.m. So this is around 4 a.m. We were climbing up and we made it around 11 a.m. We made it to the switchbacks. You know, we made it like way above the switchbacks. We were so close to the trail crest already, which is around 13,000 feet. And this is the crazy part. We started feeling sick and we started going slow and we had to go number 2. And the decision had to come down between us and said, look, we're not feeling well. We still have another, I would say at that time, we are still about 3 miles to go, and we had a turaround time of between 12 and 1, and it was already 11. I said, I don't know if we can make it, you know, and this is one of those things where turning around is very difficult for hikers, because your goal is to make it up there. You know, you want to make it up to the top when you've prepared for it, and all of a sudden all your dreams crumble because you actually had to poop. Because that was the main reason why we literally turned around. We said, oh my gosh, we really have to go. And, you know, I think altitude just really got us. that our stomach started to go weird, you know, weird on us. And one of those things that we vowed was to never, ever use the wag bags, because it's really awkward to poop on a piece of bag that you have to bring down off the mountain. And so, you know, when you're climbing up a pass like that off of the 99 switchbacks, there's really no place to do that. Like, you have to hide, and but you're in full view with everybody. So this is also during a time when there's a lot more people that are going up. And so we were like, okay, we really have to make a decision. So we made it up to 13,000 feet at around 11 or so. We were slow. We were feeling really sick. So here we go. We had to make a decision. All our plans just basically went down the drain at that moment. I didn't feel that yet during that time. I just felt like, okay, well, we still have tomorrow. We can come back. We can come back at midnight. But the thing is, as we were coming down, funny thing is, we literally found a big boulder, and that's where it all happened. It came down over there in a big boulder. And sorry, that's very TMI, but it's just the way it is. When you have to go, you just have to go. But we came down, and man, we just got worse. You know, we just got worse. And as we were coming down, I was feeling like I was going to throw up, you know, and it was a very hard pill to swallow. Coming down from something that you really wanted to climb, you have prepared for many months, and even a year or so, because you've already been thinking about this mountain for a very long time. And it was really difficult to turn around. You know, the idea of not making it to your goal was a very hard pill to swallow. So let me give you guys a little snippet of what happened there. And yeah, just quickly listen to this.
Wednesday morning, back at camp. We didn't make it. We made it to 1300 yesterday. I had to turn around because altitude got the best of us. We're going to try again next year around this time. We'll be better prepared. So, one of those. But we gotta get experience, right, y'all?
That's right. Next year, we'll conquer it.
Yes, we got to poop in a bag. Right by the switchbacks. You just have to do it. If you have to go, you just gotta go. We had a bear visiting us when we were camping out in the portal first night. Scared the bejeejis out of me, but thankfully they weren't so aggressive. They just wanted food. What else? We're here, outpost camp. It's really windy right now, and that's our tent, twinsies. This is what it looks like around here. There's a waterfall right there. Pretty much everybody's packed out and left for the day. Just a couple more people out here, but we are heading back, and gonna get better. And it was a good try, good attempt. So until next year.
So that was 2018, and really tough to, you know, it's kind of nice to hear it back and just thinking about what happened. But there's a few things that I want to talk about. Lessons learned from this first attempt. When things didn't go as planned, first thing is that keep your plans organized, but loose. For trips like Whitney, you need to have things in place because you're dealing with weather, other elements such as altitude sickness, which is basically what happened to us. I did not actually experience this ever before. I've never had to go through that type of issue before because I've never gone above. Actually, no, I have. I have experienced it, but in a very mild way. This one is super bad. It was just, you know, AMS is acute mountain sickness. Not cute, but being up there is just completely different than being, you know, out in sea level. Anyway, going back, keeping your plans organized, but loose. But even if plans are organized, you still need to have wiggle room for changes. Don't be so stuck on plans that you forget to have fun, which obviously plans are good, but don't let that jeopardize your well-being for the sake of plans. We think about this such as in life stages. You know, we are rushing with things. You know, we want to make sure that by this age we get to this, by this age we have that, you know, or we are this and we are that. You know, plans are good and those are all great for you. But at the same time, when things do happen, when there are elements around you that are uncontrollable, including at this time with a hike, it was my body and my friend's body that was actually just not taking in the elevation. So we had to change plans. And that's fine. We need to remember that, which means going to my next point is that disappointments don't define you. They will come. They come every day. Don't expect it, but know that it could come anytime. Don't let it define you. And that's one of those things that I felt like because I was so disappointed that we didn't make it up. Oh, man, I just felt like for a while I was defined by my failure, especially the fact that other people that I know have made it up and you're just like, man, why didn't I make it? You start doubting yourself. You start questioning yourself. This is one of those things that disappointments will just come, but we need to not allow it to define us. Pride can pull you down. One of the things that I've learned is that we need to have the right heart. We need to have the right motive. And there is a quote that I really love by Kerry Newhoff. He said, "Nothing kills pride like humility does. Only humility can get you out of what pride got you into." And I'm not saying that I was feeling prideful, but the fact that I was feeling invincible, that look, we can make it, you know, we will get up there and show our pictures and stuff like that. And you know, there was just a degree of pride in that where I felt like, at least for me as a person who believes in God, I just felt like God was putting me in my place and saying, look, don't be prideful about these things. You can accomplish things. This is all for fun. But don't let that humiliate you. Don't let pride humiliate you. Because honestly, if we're not humble, it's going to humiliate us at some point. Humiliation is an involuntary humility. And if we are not being humble, it's going to come after us. So don't let disappointments define you. Keep your plans organized but loose. Pride can pull you down. Remember that. And the last thing that I learned is that accomplishments are temporary satisfaction. When you lay down in bed at night, you're still you, regardless of what you've accomplished. True fulfillment in life goes beyond the physical things or earthly accomplishments. And now when I think about it, during that time, I actually was rushed to the ER on one of the days because my heart, I was having heart palpitations. And, you know, part of it was just my body's readjusting back to normal. I went back to the hospital, which actually that whole year, 2018, besides it being a downhill year from all my hiking plans, it was also a year where I went into multiple emergency room visits, one being with altitude sickness, and the other one is I hit my head during my birthday, which was on Thanksgiving Day, and I had this massive thing on my forehead. You know, I thought I was gonna die because literally I hit the refrigerator door handle and I was bleeding like it was not gonna end, I felt like, at least. And when we got to the doctor, this is a whole new thing, but when we got to the doctor, he literally cleaned it up and put a Band-Aid on. And I'm like, wow, this is a very expensive $250 Band-Aid to just get. But anyway, that was 2018 also. But at the end of it all, accomplishments are temporary satisfactions. And in the same way that we can't let disappointments define us, we also can't let accomplishments define us. These are all good things. These are all things that lift us up or boosts our morale. But at the end of it all, that's not really what's going to define us. So 2018, this is all that happened. 2019, we went back to Whitney on a last minute permit. It was from a Facebook group, and this time I was nervous. You know, I was with another group and I was more prepared. In fact, 2019, I started running. I hate running. I still hate it, but it's really good training. So my heart was set, even if I don't make it, compared to 2018. You know, I was really set on making it. That's the reason why it was such a massive disappointment that I didn't. I'll save this for another episode to talk about, but long story short, we made it. It was an emotional moment, the moment we reached the High Sierra side of the trail when we passed 13K. I still remember the part of the switchbacks where we ended and we stopped because I was still using my Garmin InReach at that time. And I said, oh, this is where we ended last year. So we kept going. The moment I hit the other side of the mountain, I just like started crying. I'm like, okay, this is how it feels, you know, to be back here. And at that time, I just knew. I'm like, we're going to go. We're going to make it. My heart was completely different than what it was 2018. So we kept going and we made it. And at that point, my heart was set on the right things. You know, I'm not hinging on any past disappointments. I'm not looking back. I was pushing through. I was helped getting pushed through by some of our team members, you know, going up. And sometimes it just takes one time for us to learn, you know, and that's really the goal of this podcast, that we would learn to take our everyday lesson for us to keep growing in life. Every day is a metaphor, and everything that's surrounding us is teaching us to get to know ourselves more and to see the important things in life. And I hope that you get to a point that you find truth in every adventure in life. And this is one of those things, the reason why I wanted this podcast to begin is because there's just so many lessons out there that if we don't extract the truths out of those lessons, I just feel like we've missed out. You know, these are things that would require us to be more intentional when it comes to seeing what's surrounding us. And so I just want to say, man, thank you for listening today. And I hope that you learned something new. If you feel like someone could benefit with this podcast, feel free to share. And until the next one, go out there and live an adventurous life. Bye.